also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to light a fire on the earth. How I wish the blaze were ignited. I have a baptism to receive. What anguish I feel till it is over. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? I assure you, the contrary is true. I have come for division. From now on, a household of five will be divided 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. Father will be split from son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last weekend, on Saturday evening, I was standing outside Space Coast Stadium asking myself, why did I do it? There was a race sponsored by the Manatees, a 5 kilometer, about a 3 mile race. It was a charity race for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I was thinking back to Father Smith, who gave me this brochure. And I was saying, it was so easy to fill it out and send in the registration. But that night, around 5:30, with the heat beating down, I was saying, why am I here? Particularly after the race began and got about a mile through and the pain started in the stomach and the heat's burning down, saying, I must be crazy. But at that point, there was a water station and they were giving this nice ice-cold water. So I drank some of that, poured a couple of cups over my head, kept going. And the people along the race route cheering on, go ahead, you can do it, up to the very end. It was really exciting at the end. They had the race at the last tenth of a mile. We actually ran into the stadium through right field. You know, always wanted to go and run in the outfield and came in. There were the Manatees. They were cheering for us, too. It was a great feeling. And you go in, the people in the stands saying, yay. And I still remember going down. The finish line was right near home plate. So we ran through the outfield, down left field, down the line. And as I was coming towards the finish line, I saw some of the runners who had already finished the race. They had come back to cheer on. Get a sense of how far back I was here. But finishing the race, it was a wonderful experience. It was all worth it at the end. The letter to the Hebrews we heard this morning, the author there compares our Christian faith life to running a race. He uses some interesting images. One, he says, don't cling to the sin. Runners in ancient days, they used to train by putting weights on their legs. And in the race came, they take them off so they'd be stronger. He compares that to sin. Don't let sin hold us back. But in the race, keeping our eyes on Jesus, who's already run the race, who's shown us the example of how to bear, not to give up the struggle, not to grow despondent, depressed, but to hang in there, run the good race. And if you think about it, our life is a lot like a race. Our faith life in particular. For probably most of us, we were registered for this race by someone else, an infant baptism. Someone sent in our application for us. But each day, we have to reconfirm that faith. Do we want to run today? And particularly on those hot days, do we still want to hang in there when it would be so easy to get out of the race? Confirm our faith. To do that, though, we need the encouragement of others. That's why we have church, why we have community. We also need some refreshment pauses along the way. And our Lord has given us sacraments to refresh, to renew, to strengthen us for the long race. In the letter to the Hebrews, the author there is trying to encourage the Christians there in the early years of the church who were suffering a terrible persecution to hang in there. Don't give up. Today, we don't suffer an overt persecution, But we do have dangers to our faith, and in some ways, a lot more subtle and potentially more insidious dangers to our faith. Our culture doesn't persecute us for believing, but it almost does the opposite. It kind of condescends to faith. We have an indifference to it. Faith is not taken very seriously in our culture. It's something, oh, you believe, that's nice. You know, we get patted on the head. Our faith in our culture, it's accepted, but don't rattle the boat. Don't take it too seriously. Don't take it with the passion that Jesus spoke of in the gospel today. Don't put any fire with it, because then it could upset things. A piety without passion, that's the danger today. That's where we need the encouragement, not to get in to taking it an hour a week faith. Inoculation. You know what inoculation is? Where you get a little bit of something of a germ. They give you, to prevent you from smallpox, they actually give you a little bit of smallpox, infinitesimal amount. And that protects you for your whole life from ever catching smallpox. The danger today is we get a little bit of religion, a little bit of faith, and then we're protected from ever really taking it seriously. Don't get too much of it. Don't catch the passion of Christ. Jesus, were you shocked when you heard that gospel reading today? Did that sound like that nice Jewish boy? Bringing division, dividing families, bringing fire to the earth? That's not the Jesus of the nice milquetoast posters who stands there without a hair out of place, wouldn't cause any problems for anybody. The tame version of Jesus, the version our culture likes. We're starting up already for Christmas. Our culture loves the first coming of Christ. We love Christmas. We love that cute little baby. Isn't he nice? We can put him in our arms. We can control him. We can tame him. Our culture is not as comfortable with the second coming of Christ, the coming of Christ as the conquering Lord of all history. There was some controversy years ago when the National Shrine in Washington was dedicated. If you've ever been up to Washington, this magnificent shrine, the Immaculate Conception, and behind the altar, there's this gigantic mural of Jesus, not the cute little baby Jesus, but Christ at the second coming, and there's fire.